But the domestic part's where it gets complicated. Because, for all you know, you are a domestic enemy. In fact, there was... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. And my friends, we're going to talk today about the government. No, I know immediately as soon as I say the government, I probably have Homeland Security, FBI, everybody looking in on me, looking like... You gonna say something? He gonna say something? Come on, did he say the government, Carl? Oh, yeah, Fred, he said something about the government. We gotta listen in. Turn up the volume. But it's okay. Okay. I'm not gonna break any documents that I may or may not have signed when I was in the U.S. military. I won't do any of that today. I'm not trying to go to jail. Instead, what I'm gonna talk about is maybe how to keep you out of jail. We're going to talk today about guarding yourself against the government. Because, you know, there's this interesting, novel idea that the government is a necessary evil that's out there that's not necessarily good, but it's there to protect you. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you believe that, that's a nice thing to believe. But at the end of the day, the government is there to protect its own interests. And I want to ask you a question. Who pays for the campaigns that gets these people elected? Who gives the money to the people who are now in office? Why do you think that certain people are looking the other way with the border? Why do you think certain people are for certain ending pregnancies early, for lack of a better term? You know, that immediately will probably get me thrown off of YouTube. But my friends, if you are the normal average person out there, the government actually isn't that bad, because you are a cog in the wheel, and like the mechanic that the government is, doesn't have to worry about you. You do your job, you're good. But the minute that you step off, the minute that you walk away, the minute you say, you know what, I want to build my own machine, maybe I have a higher calling, maybe I think I can do something different, the government's going to come in there and say, wait a minute, he's not doing what we say. He's not just working for the people who pay for our campaigns. He's not just sitting there paying his taxes with a W-4. He's not just sitting there working a desk job and paying the Social Security and doing all these things. Why is he not doing that? We got to watch him. Well, that's exactly what happens to you. My friends, the government protects itself against enemies that are both foreign and domestic. When I joined the Air Force a couple years ago, more than a couple years ago now, more almost like 4 years ago, I had to sign an oath and verbally speak an oath that I would aid in protecting the government against enemies that were both foreign and domestic. And my friends, the CIA, the FBI, Homeland Security, all of these organizations do the same thing. And they don't necessarily say who these enemies are. You can easily name off a few, you know, like ISIS, for example, or Al-Qaeda, or Iran, or whatever. Those are easy targets. Everybody knows those. But the domestic part's where it gets complicated. Because, for all you know, you are a domestic enemy. In fact, there was a document that came out relatively recently from the John McCain Foundation, I believe, or the McCain Library or whatever, that talked about how the Department of Homeland Security was actively trying to shadow ban the Fresh and Fit podcast, people like Steven Crowder, the people who didn't go along with the program, the people who said, you know what, we want to present a different idea. We want to do something that's a little bit off the beaten path. We want to not just feed people the NWO garbage, and we want to actually give people options because they live in a free country. We want to give them the freedom of choice. Well, the government said, we don't like that. So instead of actually going there, busting their crap open, busting their door down like they do in those the FBI raid videos, they don't do that. That's too obvious. People might actually react to that. Instead of what they do is they get guys like Zuckerberg, they get guys like Elon Musk, they get guys like that to instead get the people who work for them to shadow ban you, the college girls with the degrees to shadow ban you. Instead of breaking your door down and arresting you, they just cut the spigot off for you to make a living. That's what they do instead. They'll cripple you. Instead of dragging you out in handcuffs. My friends, this is what I'm talking about when I say guard yourself against the government. Arm yourself with knowledge. Understand that the government is there to protect and ensure the government and people who benefit the government. The government has always been run by the rich landowners, the people at the top who host the banquets, who pay for the campaigns, who give these people a platform and the pulpit from which they speak and preach their philosophies, of which benefit everybody except for the people who they want to listen. That is what the government does. Now, does the government protect people? Absolutely it does. But oftentimes the government takes it into their hands to protect people from themselves. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. The government takes it under their responsibility to protect you from yourself as passively aggressively as possible while it still remains effective. I know that you probably don't want to believe the government can be insidious or maleficent or any of these things. And not everyone in the government I do not want to believe is like this. There are some politicians, I think, that actually stand for some things that are good, or at least they pretend to do these things. But when we talk about, as part of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, the people who are shearing the sheep are the people who run the flock, the shepherds. Who are the shepherds? The shepherds are the people in power. The sheepdogs are the governmental agencies, the military, the police. But the sheepdogs listen to the call of the shepherd, as do the sheep. And the sheepdogs both equally keep the wolves away as well as they keep the sheep herded. My friends, I understand this is tough to deal with, and you probably don't want to hear this today. It's Easter Sunday is when I'm recording this video. I understand that people want to celebrate. People want to go out there and they want to do something fun. They want to enjoy. People want to buy into the fantasies we're sold as children. That the government is good. The people in power love you. You can achieve everything by putting in minimal effort, and all you gotta do is this, and all you have to do is that. Anytime you hear the phrase, all you have to do is blank, you know someone's lying to you. It's never that simple, because if it was, everybody would do it, and everybody would see this giant level of success. And the middle class is eroding into the 80-20 rule of 20% of the rich get richer, and the 80% of the people who are poor will get increasingly poorer. That is what we are doing. That is what is happening. Do you think all these immigrants that are coming over the border are going to be the rich? No. Absolutely not. At least not in this generation. Maybe down the road if they're smart and work hard, maybe. But not right now. Again, you wonder why we see the things we're seeing. It's not that hard when you follow the bouncing ball. When you realize that people in California want $20 an hour. If you are a business owner, let's put the onus on you for a second. Let's pretend you are a business owner and you're trying to make more money because you've invested a lot of money into this business, into the startup. You've worked your heart out, and now you want to see a return on all these various investments that you've sown like seeds in a field. Now you want to put the fertilizer down, but now the fertilizer is turning against you. The people who are supposed to help you reap these benefits, grow your crops, are now turning on you, saying that now they weren't there when you were sowing, tilling the land, sowing the seeds, watering the plants, but now they want a cut. And not only that, do they want their fair share, they want part of your share. What are you gonna do? You gonna do it? Or are you gonna look for alternatives? See, when you put things in this perspective, it makes sense why you guard yourself from the government, big corporations and all that. Not because you're a communist, because you understand capitalism. Because you understand how the system operates. Don't hate the system. Unless you can change it. Look, If you don't like something, there's only two things you can do. One, fix it, or two, get over it. There's also door number three, which is you learn to adapt to what you're facing. If you can't open, if you keep trying to push and the door says pull, you can't just keep pushing on the door and think, oh, eventually it's gonna work. That is the definition of insanity. And there are a lot of insane people out there who want to use the same solutions that have not really worked or barely, and they want to apply it today in a world where it has not a chance in hell of actually working. But look at what we have today. Look at the entertainment. You think the government and entertainment and media don't coincide? Are you kidding me? Who do you think makes all this money? How much money do you think is made in social media at the top by these Silicon Valley pirates? A lot. You really think they just sit on it like Smaug from the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings movie? You think they just sit on a pile of gold and they don't spend any of it? No! Just look at the Sam Bankman-Fried guy, the crypto crook. Look at what he did. He busted out the crypto. What was the first thing he did? Donate to both parties in the political system, giving them millions of dollars. Do you think that was an accident? No. You think it's also an accident that they're not throwing the book at him? No. Why? Because now he has leverage over them. They know that if they try to throw him under the bus, they're gonna get their robe's gonna get caught on the wheels of the bus and liable to drag them and make them fall on their behind. So they don't do it. You need to understand that people like George Orwell, for example, who wrote 1984, yeah, you might think, oh, Big Brother's watching you. Oh, it's so spooky, it's so ominous. But they don't need to have, like, cameras everywhere. They already have it. It's called iPhones. They already have it. It's called Samsung Galaxies. They're listening on everything you say. You don't need to have a microphone like I do. You don't need to have one of these. All you gotta have is an iPhone or a Samsung or a computer with a microphone on it. They can listen to you. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, why do you think that all the IRS hired so many new employees? You think it was because they want to process your taxes faster? Maybe, but that's the reason they gave you. People are more afraid of the IRS than they are of pretty much anything in the world, by the way. They're more afraid of that than being abducted. They're more afraid of that than going into a burning building. I'm not making this up. People are more afraid of the IRS because the IRS is scary, man. People need money. People need to make a living. And so when I say guard yourself against the government, I'm not saying that they're going to swoop in with Black Hawks and bust your door in. No, that'd be obvious. People operate in the shadows. You ever see any show like Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings or something like that? Look at the King's Court. You think the guy who wants to be king just walks up to the throne and stabs the king or anything like that? No, of course not. This isn't Julius Caesar. No. They scheme. They get support. They work in the shadows. And then before you know it, they pull the curtain, and before they know it, everything is over. The show is over, and the new show started. That is how the government operates. They operate behind the scenes. My friends, you need to understand the game so you can win, so that you can use it to your advantage and not hate the government. Now, the government's not inherently evil, but you need to understand that you do not have many friends, if any, in this life. And so you need to keep play things close to the chest. You need to understand that if you are a sheep who wants to become a ram with horns, you need to not rely on others so much. You need to become an absolute unit, self-sufficient as possible. Not because you hate others, but because you understand that then you could selectively engage with people. You don't have to participate with people who do dumb things, who have dumb mindsets, who act like Neanderthals because they don't know any better. I'm not saying look down on people who are doing these things. I take more of the Jesus approach, where Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You need to have that approach with people who are normies, people who don't know any better. Not because they're stupid per se, but because they don't see what is right in front of them, because A, they don't want to, and B, even if they did, they wouldn't accept it, because that is how things work. That is how the world works. Where do you think the 80% comes from? 80% is the by far the majority. My friends, I think I'll leave it there. I mean, we can get really deep into politics and who I think is better, but at the end of the day, it's been both parties that have ruined this country, slowly but surely. Is it beyond the point of no return? I mean, it depends on what you mean by the point of no return. I mean, we're not going to go back to what it was 100 years ago, not a chance. But that doesn't mean that it's entirely over. It just means that we need to see what happens next. But it always comes back to the money. And right now, we're spending a lot of money that we don't have. And like the old skit in Schoolhouse Rock, Tyrannosaurus Rex, the Tyrannosaurus debt, the debt be growing. And before you know it, you never know what can happen next. My friends, I encourage you to be very careful. I encourage you to do your own research. I encourage you to think about things logically and understand the world you're living in. That's what I encourage you. At the end of the day, it's your life and you do what you want. Take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.